invite all the little ones to come forward. Find your place down here at the front. I know we're not very numerous today, but we'll certainly want to see you all down here. We'll give you a moment to come down front and join with Will. He'll have a fine story for you. And I'd like to remind everyone that we have these silver-colored plates for the children's offering to support the Roseburg Junior Academy. If you would, put your offering on the plate, pass it to the center aisle, and then when the young ones come back to their seats, let's remember to pick up those plates, especially have someone go over and grab a couple of plates that are in the side chapel. Thank you.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. How are you doing? Have you enjoyed your week? How many of you made a snowman? Oh, nice. How big was your snowman?
As tall as me.
As tall as you. How about yours?
He's my cousin. We made the same one.
Oh, wow. The same one. Okay. They kept it all in the family. Great. How many of you had snowball fights? All right. Are you guys good shots? How many of you are good shots? Or hit the side of the house? Okay. Well, I want to tell you a story about when I was a young boy like some of you and was going to school. How many of you take the bus to school? You take the bus to school,
huh? Yeah, sometimes I miss school.
Oh, sometimes you miss school and sometimes you take the bus to school. Well, I want to tell you, when I was growing up, I lived in Central Washington, and I would take the bus, and some mornings I would get in on the bus and kind of sleepy, you know, rubbing my eyes, and I would look out and I would see a sunrise on the west side, and I could see this beautiful mountain called Mount Adams. And as the bus drove through the valley picking up all the kids, I sometimes could smell the mint that was so pervasive at that time. So I want to tell you a story that years later, I had a chance to actually climb this mountain. Now, I want to tell you that this mountain, can you hang on to my Bible? Hang on to that there. Okay. I want to tell you that this mountain is called Mount Adams, and it's the second largest mountain in Washington. So I'm going to move this forward here. So this second mountain was called Mount Adams, and I decided with a couple of friends to climb Mount Adams. So what we did is we went right ahead and got all our gear. We got our shoes, and we got a tent. And then, are you able to move? Yeah, there we go. We got our tent, and as you look here, you can see that the easiest way to climb, because I'm not a mountain man, the easiest way to climb is to do the south side of the mountain right there. So we started at the bottom, and then we climbed halfway up, and then we put our tent together, and then spent the night there. Now, this is how large the mountain is. It's about 12,000 feet. So you climb on the south side, which is this side of the church right there. And this is what the trail looks like before you get there. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's nice. There's flowers, and it's pretty flat. And then it starts to get a little tougher. So you go through these ice, what you call the ice fields. And, you know, it's not a technical climb. But then it gets a little steep as you get closer to the top. Now, I want you to notice something very interesting, too. These piles of rocks are called cairns. And all along, as you get closer to the top of the mountain, these become very critical. And I'll tell you why in a little bit. So you watch and you continue to follow these cairns that actually give you an understanding how far you're going and where you're going. But when you get closer to top, it looks like this, these big boulders. Then you get to the very top here. and you see this beautiful view of the mountain. So what ended up happening is me and my two friends, his name was Daniel and his son Jonathan, got to the top of the mountain, and they decided to linger a little longer. And so I decided to go down all by myself down the mountain, and they were going to catch up with me later. So you remember this is what it looked like. Do you remember these cairns? I was so happy, you know, I was so happy that we had climbed that mountain, because every step took a lot of effort. I would ask myself, I would take a step before I got to the top, and I would ask myself, now why did I want to do this? But on the way down, I was extremely happy, and I was following these cairns all along as best as I could, and all of a sudden, what ended up happening is I got lost. I could no longer find any cairns at all, and all I could do is I could find some rocks all over the place, and I kept going back and forth and back and forth, and I was completely lost, did not know what to do. So the first thing that I did is, being as brave as I am, I did one thing that I bet you all of you would do. I started yelling, "Help! Help!" But there was nobody around. So I yelled louder, "Help! Help!" By this time, the sun was starting to set, and a panicky feeling came over me. So I thought, well, you know, I got the phone number to the ranger station. I will give them a call. So as I am sitting around all these huge boulders like this, I reach for my cell phone and I call and I say hello, and they say, hello, yes. And I said, I'm lost. And they said, where are you? And I said, well, there's a big rock to my left, a big rock in front of me, and there's a big rock to my right. And by the time I explained where I was, I lost cell phone reception and went click, and here I was alone, all by myself again. So I started wandering around again, trying to find those cairns to make my way down the mountain safely. And the reality is that I was praying really, really, really hard. And I wandered around for about an hour. All of a sudden, I came on to some of these ice fields that we saw here. I came to some of those, and I really didn't know where I was going. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my friend and his son came. And I looked up at him, and being Latino and dramatic, I said, "You are like the face of God to me." Why am I telling you this story? First of all, it was a story I will never forget. But anytime we are lost, we can always pray to God. And there's some Bible verses that I would like for you to mark in your Bible if you get a chance. And these Bible verses are true, and you can trust God to answer your prayer. So Psalms 34:4 says, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." So when you're afraid, you can pray to the Lord, and he will help you. Another psalm that I really enjoy as well is Psalms 18:6. "In my distress," and believe you me, when I was yelling, "Help!" I was distressed. "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried out to my God, and he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears." So remember, boys and girls, any time that you're afraid, you can pray to God, and he will hear you. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you.